Hey, do you keep wondering what else you can do to convert your social media posts into sales? Maybe you're starting to really feel discouraged because you're not seeing any reactions whatsoever, or maybe just a few likes from your followers that are secretly Instagram bots, but definitely not sales. Well, this episode is just for you, so keep listening.
Welcome to the E-commerce Queen Boss Podcast by So Here, where you get every week clarity with your marketing strategy and alignment to build a thriving online business. Your host, So Here, is an expert in experience marketing and consumer psychology. She worked with clients ranking from startups to multi-million dollar online businesses. The E-commerce Queen Boss Podcast is for the woman on a mission to build her own empire. And it's starting in 3, 2, 1.
Well, hello, dear Queen Boss, and welcome to the episode number 8 of the E-commerce Queen Boss Podcast, season 2. FYI, I drop a brand new episode every Monday and Wednesday, so you are definitely in the right place to learn how to build your own kick-ass e-commerce empire with ease, flow, and grace. So remember to subscribe to this podcast to keep receiving the episodes directly on your app, because it's free. So by the end of this episode, I will walk you through 3 main reasons why your e-commerce marketing isn't converting into sales and how to fix this. On a side note, I just wanted to let you know that the E-commerce Queen Boss Academy is finally live and available for you to sign up. This is a monthly membership where I walk you through step by step how to launch, grow your e-commerce business, and also obviously making money, driving your marketing sales, your marketing campaigns, doing all the things related to your e-commerce. And the doors are open now and you can join in right away. Check the show notes to get the link. One more thing, sister. If you enjoy this podcast, please share it around you or slide in my Instagram DMs to tell me what you're going to implement in your e-commerce business from now on. Or if you were using the Anchor application to listen to this podcast, come over and drop me your questions or your voice message, because I always love hearing from you. Now, let's get into business. The 3 reasons why your e-commerce marketing isn't converting into sales. So, the number one thing that I see happening is that you do not have a clear path marketing plan. There are so many people out there dropping into the e-commerce business industry and they don't have a clear marketing plan. If you haven't listened to my last episode, actually my last 3 episodes, I also covered this and explained the thing, right? Anyways, if this is your case and you're listening right now, and I know that there are a lot of people out there in this situation, you do not have a clear marketing plan path. Basically, you launch yourself online, doing your thing and selling your items. And what's happening is that you are a DIYer. You are someone who gets her answers directly from the internet, YouTube, Google, you name it, Pinterest, etc., or podcasts just like mine, for example. And basically, you get your marketing ideas and your marketing plans from different sources, from people who test it out in a different ways. And what you're trying to do in here is to build your own marketing plan. And basically, you get pulled into different directions from different people, and you try it all. Basically, you've tried it all already, and you see things not really happening in your business. The thing in here is that you do not have a marketing plan that is designed specifically for your business, because as I said, you get inspired by others and trying to mimic other people's success on their businesses and try to implement that in your own. But what you end up with is kind of like a jigsaw with, it's kind of quilting, right? Think about it as your marketing plan right now is a quilt, right? So you have like patches from different materials that are not really pieced together in a way that, you know, the colors aren't really going well together, because that's kind of like quilting in general kind of is like that. And your marketing plan is not like a really pretty nice color palette. I think I'm speaking just right to the people who are into creation and creating and doing handmade stuff, right? So that is, I know that this is your language and I totally understand that, because that's my thing too. So that's your marketing plan that you're having right now. You're not ending up with like a nice piece of material. I mean, you know, you're not ending, your marketing plan is not, for example, a nice, beautiful collection that was created from A to Z. Right now, it's a quilt. And it's not related, it's not made specifically for your business. And so this is the main thing, right? So what you need to do in here is to just sit down and truly understand your business, what it is about, what you're about, and you know, what you want to accomplish, right? Because every businesses have their own personality, their own branding, and their own goals, right? So what you can do right now is to sit down and start really working and honing down your own marketing plan. And if you don't have a marketing plan and you don't know what it is and you've tried before, I'm going to link to this episode in the show notes, my template to create your own marketing plan. And so that will be your own marketing plan, not mine, not somebody else's, whatever, right? It will be your own pure marketing plan template, and you can follow it. It's free to download directly from the show notes. The second thing that I know is happening out there in terms of marketing for e-commerce in general, but really what I see happening is that people do not have the right understanding of what branding truly is. And to prove you that, and also to support what I'm saying, I went on Facebook and I asked the question to people in the group who are like specifically into handmade and handmade crafting and things like that. Basically, exactly the people that I serve. What do you think? My question was, what's your own definition of quote unquote branding? And I had so many different answers that I'm going to be reading for you right here. And I have one from Michelle saying the name / logo that I have made for my business. I have, I mean, this is true, but this is not the entire thing about branding. And so when you don't have all the pieces together, it's very easy to get lost or to get confused and to not do the things right, right? So someone else said in here, Alford said the handmade work, the uniqueness and quality of it is by far the best branding. I agree on that. But he said everything else is secondary. You guys, everything else is not secondary. I strongly do not believe in that. The whole other stuff are very much important. And this is what we call brand experience. And this is what brand experience, or you probably heard customer journey. Those terms mean exactly the same thing. And it's what makes you stand out online. So no, I'm sorry, it's not secondary. Right, it's a logo for me. I put with the items I sell. It gives off an appearance of what you do. Yes, but not just that. I mean, branding is definitely not just your logo in here, for sure. It's like so much more. Who else said something like that? Anyways, all that to say, you do not have the right understanding and comprehension of what truly branding is. And branding starts from the very first interaction and the very first time that people are in touch with your brand to the very last one. It's absolutely everything that you do. And so branding is part of marketing. And so you cannot do marketing without having a brand. And what I do and what I teach and what I stand for is that if you truly want to stand out in the e-commerce business, in the e-commerce zone around the noise online and things like that, you need to create your brand. And so if you don't know at first what is a brand, we have a lot to work on. And yes, it is possible. So the first thing is to understand what is branding and what truly is branding. And as I said, branding is everything that you do, from your logo, from your website. I see a lot of people in the e-commerce just thinking or just putting that in the back burner, is that their website is not branded. Their website is really, how can I say this in a very nice way? It's outdated, like it's 2009, you know, and today is 2018, and you need to have a website that is on the top of the technology and learning the technology and things like that. And it's so important to make it easy for people to access and to find your items and to buy from you. Otherwise, you're leaving so much money on the table. And yes, your website and the website, the experience with your website is part of your branding. Email marketing, all the stuff, your advertisement, your posts, anything that you do is part of your branding. The way that you speak to your customers is part of your branding. The way that you post, the copy on your social media post, the copy on your website, all that is branding, okay? So it's absolutely everything that you do. And this is what we call the branding experience or the customer journey. And this is what makes you stand out online, basically. So this is what is so important and why your marketing is not working right now. The last one, but not the least, is that you don't know how to sell, and that truly has a direct impact on your confidence into running a successful business. So what you need to understand is, what is sales? What is marketing and what is sales? The difference between the two, right? So I'm going to give it to you right here and help you out without a big time. Selling is when you actually know what your customers or the potential customers want, or the person you're having a discussion with, right? They come to you and they're looking for something, or they come to you and you're talking to them so they can tell you what they are looking for. And so selling is, it has a proactive effect in here. Selling is where, when you actually speak to those people and understand their needs, and then based on this, you just, you know, it's like a doctor, basically. You check what's going on, you check what they need, and based on that, you give the prescription. And the prescription will be, you know, to direct them towards the product that fits the most their needs, right? And just to present that product to them with the features and all the things that they can get from it and the price. And based on that, you can have like either one product or two. It's easier, way better as a sales strategy to present two offers rather than three or more, because you will confuse them. What you want to do in here is, especially this, is present two offers and let them choose. That's all you need to do. They choose. And so if they buy from you, it's proactively they chose to buy from you. You didn't force their hands. You didn't try to, you know, be salesy, quote unquote. I see this word everywhere. And honestly, it's like sales has been, you know, associated with that fucking word, salesy. And it's like, you know, being bad in sales. Truth is, selling is selling is everywhere. You sell yourself to so many people. You sell yourself to the people around you, to your friends, your companion, your for job interview. You sell on a daily basis. You sell idea. You sell if you have kids and they do not want to eat that freaking soup, you sell it to them in one way or another. And the thing is that people are just like, what I see happening, especially with artistic people, they're saying, oh, I'm an artist, I'm not a salesperson, I'm an artist, I'm not an entrepreneur. But the thing is that you are selling things on a daily basis. And so whether you're a creative person or not, it doesn't mean anything in regards to your selling skills. And so associating yourself as just a creative and not an entrepreneur is a big mistake. So what you need to do is turn your limiting beliefs around and just accepting that you need to sell, because you are selling on a daily basis. And so selling is this. Marketing, or what I see around being called as attraction marketing, basically attraction marketing is saying two times the same word, which is marketing. Marketing is attraction. Marketing is where when you just come up on platforms and talk about your brand, talk about what you do, talk about your mission, your beliefs, and your value. And based on that, people will ally themselves to you based on the fact that if yes or not, they believe what you believe, they will follow you. And so when you are doing marketing, you have a better chance to create a tribe, people, a bunch of followers. You know, you're seen as a leader, basically, because you will attract those people just based on you know, standing out, standing up and opening up about who you are and what you do and what you offer. Based on that, people will feel like they feel the same way or not. And so they will either feel attracted to you, or they will feel like, you know, repulsed, right? So this is what you hear around a lot, which is, you know, those quote unquote attraction marketing, but it's just actually just marketing. And marketing is this. Marketing is attracting people to you. And so there is no bad things about marketing. There is no bad things about selling. There is marketing and sales done the right way, like a masterpiece, or there is sales and marketing done the wrong way. And so based on that, you can just, you know, shatter your limiting beliefs about either of the two. Truth is, your business needs both. Your business needs both. And I'm going to say it again, your business needs both sales and marketing. And so right now we are talking about marketing, but you are leaving so much money if you're just doing one or the other. And you're leaving the entire money on the table if you're not selling. Of course, if you're not selling anything, it's because you're not doing marketing the right way, and you're not selling at all because you don't feel comfortable to sell, because basically you feel like if you just stand up, because you've tried maybe, right? You've tried to share your social media posts or to go live on whatever platforms, and you've been talking about what you're doing, but you're not seeing any reactions from people. Definitely barely seeing likes, no comments, or very few comments if they're not from Instagram bots or whatever. Few shares, you know, nothing that is really encouraging to keep you going. And so you're not making sales, and that just totally is shattering your self-confidence when it comes to selling and building your business. And so that is keeping you from growing and developing your e-commerce business. And so this is it, right? This is exactly the situation that I'm talking about in here. And so what you need to do in here, first of all, is we've talked about that, is just to switch your limiting beliefs in terms of sales and marketing. I hope that helped, because this is the truth, right? And just start feeling amazing about selling, because when you're selling, it's an exchange of too high energy. You're providing a product that is going to help changing the person's life you're selling to. And in return, they're giving you their money. So it's an exchange of two very high energies, and this is what selling is about. And third thing to really start assimilating and, you know, honing deep down in your mind is that if you're not selling what you have to sell, the person who needs that is going to keep living with that need to be fulfilled, right? The thing that they truly need to be fulfilled, and that they will go to bed at night and still wonder where the hell they can find that thing that can, you know, just resolve their issues, their main issue, right? And so when you're not selling because you lack of self-confidence, or because you don't have a clear marketing plan, or because you're limited by your beliefs around branding, you are letting that person down. And so the way that I believe things around to be is that, especially for creative people who come up and create amazing things online or offline, the thing is that what I see, what I believe, like deeply in my heart, is that you were given this gift to create. You were given this calling to be an entrepreneur by God Himself, because you are meant to do this. You're meant to do your part in the world, and you're meant to, you know, help the people around you. And helping doesn't have to be free. Helping can and definitely be by selling what you have to sell to the people who need it the most, because they are praying for you. And so if you're not doing your part, you know, there is a blank in here, right? So if you're not doing your part and you see you're not seeing sales coming through, there's a lot of work that you need to start implementing. And so learning the things and not implementing the things you learn is what will keep you broke as fuck. And here's the answer to you. So I will repeat everything that I said. The three main reasons why your marketing is not working is because you do not have a clear marketing plan. And I mean a clear marketing plan that is made specifically for your business. And so you can go right into the show notes and download the one that I will plug in here. It's free. The second reason is because you do not have a right understanding of what branding truly is. And so what you need to do, I've already covered that, and what you can do on the top of this to really start implementing a killer branding into your e-commerce and really stand out online and start making freaking sales is to join the e-commerce Queen Boss Academy. And it's still open. As a matter of fact, I have extended the deadline until the 5th of October to join, and it's available to you right here, right now. After the 5th of October, the doors will be closed until, I'm not really sure when, next, at some point next year. I don't have a set date. And so 2018 is not over. What you can do between today and the 31st of December is to actually create a real momentum and create a business having sales and making things a reality. So make sure you join the academy, because this is what you will be able to do by joining. The third is because you do not know how to sell. And I've spoken about how to build your confidence around selling, building your confidence in about running a successful e-commerce business. And so this is it. You got it, sweetie. And again, you definitely should join the academy, because I cover all the three that I have, you know, all the three steps and all the three things, and way, way, way more when it comes to doing your marketing like a queen boss. And speaking about the show notes, you must check them out, because I always add special discounts, offers on e-commerce, website hostings, and the tools to use in your business to help you save your coins, sister. So, all right, I have announced last week on Instagram that I will be now showing up once a week live on Instagram, because I know many of you are coming to listen to me directly from IG. There will be random lives to cover a specific topic and answer your questions. So make sure you follow me at e-commerce queen boss on Instagram. And if you liked this episode, do leave me a 5-star review on iTunes and tag me on Instagram so I can personally thank you and share your post on my account too, sister or brother. I know lots of you who are listening are brothers around right out there. So again, you guys, thank you so much for supporting this podcast, because as I say, this is the Queen Boss podcast and I do cover a lot of things related and, you know, really targeted to women. And I still really appreciate that you guys are out there and listening to me and, you know, coming and give me amazing support and, you know, telling me how much this podcast is helping you. So again, my name is Soher and it was an absolute pleasure to serve you today. And remember, keep building your empire, because a thriving queen boss never quit on herself. Until the next time, have a blessed day, honey.